You are listening to a summary of BRICS Plus, an article by Valdai Discussion Club.
Rising protectionism in the developed world has some nations focusing on their own self-interests at the expense of global trade integration. In contrast, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, BRICS, are shaping a new framework that forms overlapping circles of trade alliances with other developing countries. This intriguing article from the Russian think tank Valdai Group advocates for a BRICS Plus initiative, though it largely overlooks the enormous difficulties in confederating non-BRICS countries with potentially conflicting goals. Nonetheless, Get Abstract recommends it to anyone interested in a different approach to globalization.
Some developed countries are becoming increasingly strident about reining in free trade. Contrarily, the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, are re-energizing regional integration and expanding global alliances with initiatives such as China's One Belt, One Road program and its Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. And China is leading a transformation of the BRICS infrastructure beyond the original group into a BRICS Plus circle. This effort aims to integrate, into a larger matrix, new and existing regional trade and investment blocs. Included in the initiative are 35 countries across several continents. The goal is to increase regional or bilateral trade partnerships with non-BRICS developing countries on flexible, multi-option terms. In 2017, the BRICS accounted for 40% of the world's population and 23% of global GDP. If the new plan is successful, the already powerful influence of the BRICS will grow. Some highlights of the BRICS Plus blueprint for cooperation include 1. A platform for trade and investment integration. Countries or regions would participate in a BRICS Plus circle via customized trade agreements. 2. Cooperation in international organizations and between development banks. Members voting alliances in institutions such as the IMF and their collaboration in spurring investment from developing and developed economies would add to participants' clout in global trade and financial systems. 3. Use of national currencies/payment systems. Establishing a common payment scheme for member economies could help cut their reliance on the euro and the dollar. The initiative could expand further to include developed nations, forming a BRICS Plus Plus that would encompass a circle of friends. In these add-on arrangements, investment and trade liberalization would be possible within or without the World Trade Organization's purview. Ultimately, BRICS Plus could offer a whole new paradigm for globalization that would erect a system of greater equity and inclusion to achieve worldwide sustainable development.